When Buzzy Martin first walked into San Quentin 14 years ago, all he took with him was a guitar and a goal.
My intention was just to go do a 12-week music program in San Quentin State Prison, get some information, because I was working with kids at juvenile hall as young as 8 that wanted to go to prison. That was their goal and their idea of a good time. My intentions were just to go get some information and material and go talk to these kids.
Of course, it quickly grew into more than that. Martin was invited to continue his weekly music classes for the inmates, which he did for nearly 3.5 years. And he soon realized that what he was seeing and experiencing within the prison walls was something he needed to share. The result was a plain-spoken, self-published book he titled, Don't Shoot, I'm the Guitar Man. But all along, he saw it as another way of accomplishing his initial intention.
I wanted to have it in all the juvenile halls in the country. That was my main thrust, really, so they can finally have some of their questions answered. They don't even know what it's like to go into prison. Maybe I could have stopped a few kids from doing that. So my ultimate goal when I finally decided I was going to write a book was to get it in juvenile halls.
If it was slow to reach his intended audience, Buzzy's book soon found a wider readership when it was republished nationally by Penguin and quickly optioned for a motion picture. One that is headed for filming this summer with actor Eric Roberts set to portray Martin. All in all, it's been a heady turn of events for the local musician.
I pinch myself all the time. I cry happy tears. I just am astounded by all this. I'm still this little kid from Grand Rapids, Michigan that's going, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm just as pleasantly shocked as everyone.
But Martin has also been using this expanded opportunity to broaden his advocacy and his message.
We're locking a lot of people up for the wrong reasons. We just have this whole incarceration thing that just went off the planet. So I just want to make people aware that we're the number one country in the world that locks up most people for nonviolent drug alcohol crimes. It's ridiculous.
Behind the grim statistics, he adds, there are individuals, each with their own painful story.
There was a time I was part of this talent contest with all the inmates inside San Quentin. So I had the opportunity to sit in the audience with all these other inmates and watch this 5-man a cappella group sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Amazing Grace. And I realized at that moment of my life that I really had to become a voice for not only these men, but these men that were abused kids, because nobody talked for them.
Although he knows his story will inevitably get Hollywoodized in transition to the big screen, Martin also knows that the movie will give him more exposure and credibility than the book alone could ever have garnered, and he intends to make good use of it.
We're only here for a little bit, and I just really feel that all of us as people really need to look at what we are about and why we're here. And I think it's really important that we not only give back, but really learn words like hope, trust, love, dreams.
Don't Shoot, I'm the Guitar Man is headed for Sundance in the fall. It should be available to general audiences next year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.